And I wouldn't want to advise people to take legal advice and all, but this is very serious. This is a complete flaw, the way these things are drawn up. It's drawn up under so-called health and safety. But like, if you were living in these estates and watching the sewer running down onto a public road and children having to walk through to go to school or to play it, and people tell me they're actually getting sick, and the council's willing to work with everybody on it. The problem is the government hasn't commanding either instructed the council to take them over or provided the resources to do it.
So really, as far as you're concerned, what needs to happen now is the government, local authorities and others must sit down and try and find a formula that's going to break this problem. These problems with infrastructure, these problems with running sewage, these health and safety issues, they're not going to go away. If anything, they're going to get worse.
Yeah, absolutely. There is quite a few developers out there that have bonds. They can't access them. The banks are trying to work with the council in areas like, say, Blue Cedars, but then NAMA are involved in it, and they're holding tight to the reins. Like, there's an opportunity to get men back to work, to get a lot of these sites sorted out, but there doesn't seem to be any thought going on to try and solve the problem. It's all about sort of collecting taxes and exempting as few as possible, but it's certainly not fair. And like, I know there'll be a number of states here, and when people see this list, they will not believe that some estates are not having to pay and other ones, that in my opinion and a lot of people's opinion, should be exempt or not exempt.